Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Today we're in part 100 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. And this is program number 202. So if you'd like a copy of this program, which will show you the heresy of some of the most predominant, supposed to be the most predominant ministers in this world, how heretical they are. Stay tuned, and you may want a copy of this so that you can play it in your church and preach it to everyone that you know, because the Word of God, the book of Hebrews, who many scholars say it was not written by Paul, but because of the fact that it talks about his relationship with Timothy, we know that the book was written by Paul. It states that the language is not that of Paul, but at the time of the writing of this book, we know that it is Paul, because none of the writings of the book are Paul. They were all from the Lord. The Lord laid down all of Paul's writings by the Holy Spirit. So they say that the similitude, many parts of the book of Hebrews, according to my studies, show that Paul did write the book of Hebrews. And he was a lot more mature when he wrote it. And so naturally, if we are not growing in the Lord, then we will always sound the same. If people will remember, in the first part of Paul's ministry, he circumcised Timothy, which is not right. But he stated that he is leaving all things behind, the mistakes that he made. He says, I'm pressing on to the mark, even though the things that I did like that, thinking I was doing the will of God. But certainly people know that fornicating, or being disobedient to those that have the rule over you, adultery, not obeying one's husband, not women subjecting themselves unto their husbands, in the Lord, that is, and homosexuals, lesbianism, it's all the same. If you break any of the Lord's commandments, you can't enter the kingdom of heaven, because Jesus never broke one commandment. And he became like unto us so that we could now, in every respect, it says, in every way he became flesh and blood like us, who he redeemed, so that he would have the power over everything. And by everything, he means over flesh and blood. He had power. The spirit in him was so powerful that he had power over flesh, his flesh, human flesh, and his human blood. Okay, now I'm going to have you read that right now. Go ahead, come over here, Sharon, and read this scripture, Hebrews 2:14. Now, Reverend Hagee states, and many other ministers, Reverend Hagee, quote Reverend Hagee, who talks fast and tells jokes, states that Jesus had the blood of God in him. And I called him a heretic for saying that, because he's calling God a liar in the book of Hebrews. He may be polyparroting the things that he learned from his dad, who was, I believe, a Baptist minister. And I'm just saying this, if he is of the Lord, well, then let him receive not what I say, but what the Bible says. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, read this.
For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood.
Okay, so the children means those of us that were redeemed by Jesus. We are flesh and blood. Then what?
He also himself likewise took part of the same, that through...
He took part of the same, flesh and human blood, the same as us. It says that he was the same as we are. The only difference was that he had the Spirit of God in him, and we also have the Spirit of God in us, which means that the Spirit, the spirits of the prophets are subject unto the prophets. So if we see the Word of God, and then we refuse to receive it and believe it, well, then you're not at all like unto the Savior. And the Lord says that we must be as the Savior. We must be like Him, or we in no wise can enter the kingdom of heaven. And therefore, He became flesh and human flesh and human blood and bone so that He could defeat in the flesh and with human blood in Him, Satan, by living by the Spirit, the powerful Spirit of God in Him. And so He makes, the Lord says that He makes the angels ministering winds, W-I-N-D-S, because wind, in the Hebrew and in the Hellenic Greek, wind, spirit, and breath is all the same word. So He makes the angels ministering winds, W-I-N-D-S. Some of the angels lived around the throne of God. Some of them live in the world. They're invisible. We can't see them because they are made subject unto the Lord to help those of us that are like Christ. Those of us that are not, even though we're in flesh and blood, we still are led by the Spirit. The Spirit lives in us and we follow Christ. We don't follow humans or destructive people that won't receive the fact that Christ was flesh and blood. And therefore, Reverend Hagee and many other ministers make it as though we don't have the power over flesh and blood. Nobody's perfect, they say, which is makes God a liar again. And so when they stand before the Lord and they call God a liar, He hates, the Bible, this book of Hebrews says He loves righteousness and hates lawlessness. And a person that is teaching the world to be lawless is condemned. If they've been saved, if they once tasted of the heavenly things, if they tasted of the Spirit of God, if their sins have been cleansed away, their former sins, because it plainly says that Christ loves righteousness. He will not let any unrighteousness or lawlessness enter the kingdom of heaven. Then it stands to reason that anyone that is preaching lawlessness, you've been saved, so you can just go ahead and sin, and you're filthy, you just remain filthy. Whoever's saying this to you is a devil and a liar right out of the pit of hell. And it makes me very angry every time I see these things, and the Lord is extremely angry at all those that love lawlessness and preach it and teach it to people. What's this man's name that's in Atlanta, Georgia, too?
Charles Stanley.
He says, there isn't anything that you can do that can make you lose your soul. You can sin. The Lord took away all your sins, past, present, and future. You, Stanley, are a dirty, filthy liar. And anybody that wants to listen to that garbage, they ought to read their Bible so they know who you are. You are Satan in the flesh. Because the entire Bible and the New Testament, there's a new covenant. Because in the book, Father God, anoint this service in the name of Jesus. Lord, anoint this service so that we can, the people in the world will be able to receive it. Open their spiritual eyes and their ears to receive this, Father, in Jesus' name, that the church may be strengthened. And that souls will be saved and realize the true meaning of holiness in the flesh. Because Jesus was holy, yet in the flesh and blood and bone, just as we are in all ways. We were made like unto, He was made like unto us, so that He could come and help us in the time of our troubles. And, anyone that's preaching these fallacies is destined for the pit of hell, the lake of fire. The Bible states that Satan imitates pretends that he's like a child of the Lord, and so that people will follow him into hell. And these people are, it's no wonder that they do this. Satan must pretend to be an angel of light in order to destroy millions and billions of souls. And that's why I am being resisted. There's a tremendous resistance in this world against me, because I have the Lord living in me, and I'm telling you the truth. Lord, in Jesus' name, we pray that you will be conduct this service as your will, not mine. And the Bible states that that God was in him, which gives him the strength. Now, if you're born again of the Spirit, God is in you as well. And he makes a difference, the Bible makes a difference between flesh and God. He said Christ was a flesh, blood, bone human. He became flesh and blood for a little while so that he could give those of us that are flesh, blood, and bone a chance to make it into the kingdom of heaven if we remain steadfast in our faith. That means if we remain steadfast on a daily basis to the Lord until the end, until we die. If we waver from day to day and say, well, you know, I wasn't in the Spirit that day, then you have got not the mind of Christ. You're saying you have the mind of Satan. And the Lord knows it, that. He knows it. He's aware of everything that goes on. Okay, now, did you finish that one? No. Read again quickly, 2:14.
For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood.
Yeah, so the children of God are partakers in flesh and blood. Then what?
He also himself likewise.
He, Jesus, also himself did what?
Likewise took part of the same.
He likewise took part of the same. He became flesh, blood, and bone. He partook in the same thing that we did. Why?
That through death.
After he had conquered flesh, blood, bone, that after death, then what?
He might destroy him that had the power.
He destroyed the devil in the flesh, so that anyone that is living, walking in his Spirit, with him in them, are already a victor. So long as you stay steadfast in believing that. Now, believing what? That Christ had flesh, human flesh, human blood, and human bone. Now, anybody preaching anything different than that is accursed. And you're going to see Reverend Hagee's ministry go down the drain, and also Charles Stanley. I notice when they flash the cameras on some of their congregation that they have morbid looks on their face, because they possibly have read some of my literature, or possibly they're listening to my tapes. My audio tapes, and then they pick up their Bibles. Not that, the Spirit of God is in me. And if you read the Word of God, the Spirit of God will be in you, because the Bible states that He upholds everything. That means everything, all things, including you and I, if you have the Spirit of God in you, by the power of His Word, His Spirit. His Word is Spirit and is life. So if you're in His Word, you can't claim that, oh, well, I'm flesh and blood and I'm weak, because He destroyed. He gave power over His flesh and blood to us by being flesh, blood, and bone, just as His children, the children that He redeemed by not committing sin, by the Spirit of God living in this man who had flesh, blood, and bone. That's why the Bible says that He set him on the right hand of God. Well, why did he say that? If he's God, then how could he be sitting? There's only one God. But this man, flesh, blood, and bone, right here on this earth, defeated everything. And so therefore, God, the Spirit of God that was in him, exalts him to the throne of God, the power of God, because the right hand of God means the power and the wisdom of God. So he became the author and finisher of our faith. He was likened unto Melchizedek in the Old Testament, and which was another priesthood. The priesthood in the Old Testament was Aaron. There was no other priesthood. But Aaron was a sinner. Christ never sinned. And so therefore, he had to put away the old covenant because the people in the Old Testament broke the old covenant. So he made a new covenant and gave us an opportunity to be able to have power and dominion over our flesh, our blood, and our bone. And if a person likes to meditate on sexual and sinful things all during the day, and meditate on how I'm going to hurt this person, or how I'm going to lie about this person, or how I'm going to reject the Word of God during the day, you are lost. And you may be so stupid that you think being lost is no big deal. But, there are no words to explain how wicked, how evil, how horrible it is in hell. Just as the Bible states that there's no words to explain how beautiful it is in the kingdom of heaven. And so therefore, people, I pray that Charles Stanley, if you're not a devil, I pray that you will be saved, that you'll repent, and that you'll confess the false things that you're teaching people. And John Hagee in Texas, in Alamo, Texas, that you will confess your filthy sins to the world and the false teachings that you've taught them. Or let me tell you something, sir. The Bible tells you plainly. When was the last time that you ever read the Bible and mixed the things that you're reading with faith? Why are you teaching the opposite of what the Lord God Almighty teaches? What's wrong with you? You either have to be a devil or ignorant of the Scriptures. And either way, you should not have a congregation. And if you don't repent, the Lord will cause you some grief. You better thank God that there's somebody here on earth to tell you the truth and that it's not at all fearful of you or anyone else on the face of this earth. The president, the whole administration, the entire world government, I'm not afraid of you because God is with me. And when he's with me, there's nobody that can be against me. Little pipsqueaks even are raising up, attempting to be against God. God is in me. And you can't be. You can be against me, or you can call me a cult. That's okay. But don't you say the things that I'm preaching are cultish. Because then you're coming against this word, and the word is spirit and life, and the word is God, and then there's no forgiveness for that sin. You blaspheme the Holy Spirit, and there's no forgiveness for that here on this earth or in the world to come. And so be careful. All right, now read that scripture again.
For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil.
So people that fear God, death, don't have to fear death any longer because God is in you. And if God is in you on the day that you die, if you continue being faithful to the Word, because the Word is God, to the very end, well, then the Lord will raise you up on the day that you die, and you will see, and you will then be saved You'll be in heaven. And the Bible says that it's appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment. Well, Christ was a man. He had to die. If he wasn't a man with flesh and blood and bone, then he wouldn't have to die. There's no way you could kill him, because you can't kill the Holy Spirit. God is the Spirit, but he sent himself into this world as a man. And all men must die. That's why Enoch has to come back. Another heresy that I hear people saying, Reverend Hagee and the others, that Enoch and Elijah are going to be back again. Elijah died once. He's not going to come back again. He was John the Baptist. He came back in the form of John the Baptist. So he died once. It doesn't say it's appointed unto men to die twice, but once. Amen?
Amen.
And after this, the judgment. So even Christ, the man that had flesh and blood in him, had to die. And then the Lord proved that he was God by the resurrection. He raised up from the dead, and that gives us great hope, because he was in the flesh, and he didn't sin. And that shows us that the Bible says no sin shall enter the kingdom of heaven. So therefore we know that he never sinned, because God raised him from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit that was in him. And then later he ascended into heaven. And even the two witnesses that are here on earth will ascend into heaven, but the whole world this time will see him, rather than just 500. And this is not, this it should to people not exalt the two witnesses, but it should exalt the scriptures that say that there was Christ ascended into the kingdom of heaven. And what about these two? Are they Christ? No, they're members of his body, all right? They're members of his body, and the Spirit of God is in them. Okay, now, did you finish that?
Yes.
Okay, now go to Hebrews, 2nd chapter, verse 17.
Wherefore, in all things, it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren.
Okay, in all things, it behooved the Lord that he was made like unto us. Those of us that are born again of the Spirit. Flesh, blood, and bone. Doesn't it say that?
Yes.
Okay. In every way, he was like us, yet without sin. Because he was born with that power, or they call it grace, the power of God in him, so that he was able to have victory over his flesh, blood, and bone, his humanness. Okay, and he gives us the same power. And if we deny that power, then he'll deny us. Okay, so you know, young little girls and young boys, they think it's smart to deny the Lord and say that the Word of God is a lie. But let me tell you something. If you're saying you're the liar, and you're part of Antichrist on this earth today, if you say that you can get into heaven by breaking any of these commandments, because the Bible says if you break one, you've broken them all. Because what good would it for you to keep all the commandments and break one? You're still going to hell in the lake of fire. Well, we just don't know if we can just keep those commandments like... No, you can't. But if you have the power of God in you, like Christ did, you will conquer flesh, blood, bone, sin, Satan, the world, death, hell, and the grave. Okay? Okay, now read it again. Then.
Wherefore, in all things, it behooved him to...
All. A-L-L. Put caps on that and underline it. In all things, what?
It behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people.
Right, so he has mercy on us because he knows that he had to fight, because he was in his flesh, blood, and bone, that he was tempted in every way, and he had to stand firm in the Word of God and rebuke every filthy thing, every filthy suggestion that Satan brought to him. Okay? Now this is chapter 2, the book of Hebrews, verses 14 and 17. And this just goes on and on throughout the entire New Testament. There had to be a New Testament because written in his blood, because there's no forgiveness of sins without the shedding of blood. The high priest, he's now the high priest after the order of Melchizedek. It's a never-ending priesthood. It's a priesthood that Christ has no beginning and no end. Not as a man, but as the Son of God. There's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and that's one God. And the Bible plainly tells us that Jesus is the power of God. Without Jesus, there's no power. He's the image of God. He was made in our image, not the Father, because the Father is the Spirit. He has no visible image except his Son. And Father and the Holy Spirit is the Spirit. God is the Spirit, not a ghost. These people that keep calling God or the Spirit the Holy Ghost, you're not mature in the Lord. You shouldn't be teaching that, because God is not a ghost. Now, the people that rewrote the King James Version, it's a good version. The only thing is there are things that you should know. When the Bible plainly tells you, even the King James Version says that God is the Spirit, then you should know that the words that they put in there, I think they say, told me that Shakespeare changed the words to try to make it flow more. If you read the original Bible, it tells you exactly everything, but it's said in a crude manner, very much like the way I speak. God, word comes down crude and rude to all the dudes, everybody, okay? And it's rough. God is rough and tough. He's not whisping around like a homosexual. Okay, so now read it one more time, and then we'll get into the first chapter of Hebrews.
Wherefore, in all things, it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest.
Right, because he was in the flesh, and he went through hurts. It hurt him when the nails went into his hands and feet, and the spear went into his side. It hurt him to, people, all these devils around, and would spit on him and hit him with their fists and everything. And that's why he has mercy whenever anybody's persecuting us. He sends his ministering spirits. Amen?
Amen.
The ministering, the angels are given to us, or the ministering winds, or the ministering breaths. I heard another pastor, there was like a panel of different, supposed to be knowledgeable men. They're all old looking and everything. And they said, well, the Bible says that, this woman called up and said, the Bible says that the angels don't have a will. That God never gave them a will. They did have a will. I'd like you to find the scripture and verse where it says that they don't have a will. If they didn't have a will, then why did they make a decision to one-third of them to go against God, to believe Satan? And you have a will too, and I have a will as well. And our will can say, well, we're going to make a decision and stick to it to the end of our life to believe the scriptures. Or are we going to make a will that we're just going to pretend to be Christians? And the Bible says, let me warn you, brethren, you know, that you better not turn away in unbelief. That right there shows you that they're not sealed, as Charles Stanley says, into eternity. That you must fight the good fight of faith. You cannot believe that we can't be perfect when the Bible plainly states that we are perfect if we're in the Spirit. That to God is perfection. And he sees us fighting Satan and resisting the devil. And he flees from us. So that right there shows you that he has given us the power to make Satan flee from us. And he tells you to obey those that have the rule over you. And in the 13th chapter of Romans, he tells you who has the rule over you. It certainly is not Antichrist authorities on this earth, but it happens to be the people that are the ministers of God that are not preaching heresy to you. So don't think for one second that these people that are teaching you heresy, that they are the authorities of God. These are the people that are of Satan that are acting as though they're ministering spirits or angels of light, and they are the devil themselves. So why does the Lord tell us to study the Word, that we be workmen unashamed? Well, because if you don't study the Bible, you're going to fall away. And you're going to be ashamed at on Judgment Day before the great white throne of God, because you're going to be judged. And if I were you, of course I'm not you, but I wouldn't be sitting in front of television watching cartoons, nor would I be wasting my time when you could be reading the Bible. Now, some people say they drank something and then they says, oh gosh, the commercial goes, I could have had a V8. This is far more important. You could have been reading the scriptures. You could have been implanting more and more of the power of God within your mortal body so that you are not weak and sickly and beggarly like Satan himself. Okay, so I'm just warning you, and I'm warning you from the Word of God. She just read two scriptures which just tear these false prophets' doctrines to pieces. Right? He had human blood. And if you thought otherwise, well, you'd say, well, of course he could make it because he had God's blood, God's flesh, God's bone. Liar. In every way. He was made exactly like us. Human beings, flesh, blood, and bone. So do God a service and send wires to these people that say that thing and call them angels of Satan, evil, and tell them who said it, okay? So that they can talk bad about me, but they'll have to find some scriptures. They'll have to find some scriptures. If you say I'm a cult, show me some scriptures where I'm preaching wrong. Just show me some scriptures where I'm preaching false doctrine. I'm telling you what the Bible says, and if you care about your souls, you better pick up the Bible and study it. I'm not talking about one of these government Bibles. I'm talking about King James Version, Hebrew, Aramaic, Greek, Hellenic Greek. And you'll find out that I'm telling you the truth. All right, so read it, finish it. Did you finish it?
No.
Okay, you have to start from the beginning.
Wherefore, in all things...
All things. And the stress is on where or in all things. A-L-L. Put the emphasis where it belongs. Amen?
Amen.
In every way. Every day. Christ didn't sin one day out of all the days that he lived. In every way, in every day. In all things, he was made like us, and he didn't even sin. Not once. Not one day. Not one second. Not one minute. Okay, so he was a human. And he says, I didn't come to do away with the law. I came to enforce it, to show you that it could be kept. I came here to fulfill the law and then become the quickening spirit or the life-giving spirit in you so that you could fulfill the law, the moral law in me. Now, the law of sacrifices is all done away with. It's all done away with because the sacrifices were just symbols of that, of the Messiah that was going to come, the Lamb of God. And when he came, you don't have to just keep because of the fact that you're a sinner. Every year, even the priest had to just offer up every day, in the nighttime, in the evening, in the morning, in the evening, he had to sacrifice a lamb to just keep covering him with his sins. But when the real thing came, the real sacrifice, then he was slaughtered, and just once, just one time he died, because the human, this human was not going to die twice for your sins. Therefore, the Bible tells us that if you sin willfully, not ignorantly, but willfully, knowingly, then there remains no more repentance for you. You can't repent anymore, because the Lord's not going to come back and die again for you. Because he as a man could only die once, because it's appointed unto man to die once. One time. And he's not, he says, I was dead, I'm now alive forevermore. Amen?
Amen.
I'm not going to die anymore for you. I did it once, and therefore you have to keep yourself in the spirit and not allow Satan to take hold of you anymore. That's why Jesus said, take heed how you hear, because there's all kinds of false prophets in the world. You have to believe the ones that God has sent, okay? Not lying little boys or girls or lying men or women. You have to believe the ones that the Lord said. Why? Because the Bible says so. The Word of God. And if you don't believe the Bible, then you're lost. Unbelief is the biggest sin, because there's no way that you can be saved. It's impossible to please God unless you believe. Without faith, it's impossible. Without belief in God's word, every one of them, his words, it's impossible to please God. And if you don't please him, he's not going to let you into heaven. Okay, so go ahead, finish. I keep interrupting you. I don't know why. It's just that I'm so angry at these people that I just want to plant this in your spirit and into your mind, because the Lord wants you to have the mind of Christ, which didn't believe any evil thing. He just believed God. And that's what you have to be if you want to be a member of his body, because there's not going to be one part of Christ's body or his bride that has sin on it. And anyone that's teaching you that he forgave all your sins, past, present, and future, don't believe that dirty, filthy devil. And Charles Stanley, that's what I call you. And if you don't repent. Now, if you repent and you admit the things that you said wrong to people here on this earth, the ones that the Lord died for, well, then, you know, I'm willing. I mean, I'm just saying this for your soul's sake. The same with you, John Hagee, or anyone else out there that's preaching this same heresy. Okay? Again.
Wherefore, in all things, it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people.
Yeah, so he can reconcile and say, look, I conquered death, hell, and the graves, the flesh, blood, and the bone. And so if I'm living in you by the power of God, I did that, then you will also have power over the flesh. The Lord called the people of the Lord, called us to rule the world. Well, what do you mean by that? He gave rulership of the world to Adam and Eve. It is not unlike God to give rulership of the world to human beings. After all, the first two human beings, he gave complete rule of the world. And so Christ came back and took rule over flesh, bone, and blood, but only to those that won't listen to the devil, to Satan, okay? And if you do not believe Satan, you're one of the Lord's rulers here on earth, and you will also rule the nations with a rod of iron. But if you believe this garbage about that you cannot abstain from sin, well, then that's because you don't have the power of God in you. That means that you're not born again of the Spirit, the breath of God, the wind of God, flames of fire, not flames of milk toast, not flames of hell, but flames of fire of the Lord, the fire, the Holy Spirit that came down upon the children in the book of Acts, where the flames of fire were on them when the Holy Spirit, the wind, the breath of God came into that room. The Spirit came into like a rushing, roaring freight train and filled them with the power of God so that they could endure all things as Christ did without sinning. And the ministry of the Holy Spirit. So we, messengers, angels, so the Lord says that we are messengers or like angels of with the message of God. How could Reverend Hagee with these false messages and this Charles Stanley or any of you other people out there that have not been born again of the Spirit yet, how could you be flames of fire, ministers of God, rulers? You should have studied your scriptures more, because now you need to be ashamed, because you're sending people souls to hell by saying none of us is perfect. Maybe none of you are perfect, but if I'm walking in the Spirit, I'm perfect, and anyone else that's walking in the Spirit, in the Word, which is Spirit and life, is perfect. Okay, now let's go to, did you finish that?
Yes.
Okay, now let's go to chapter 1.
God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners.
Yeah, in times of the past has spoken to the people of this world in different ways. Okay, go ahead, read it.
God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets.
In different ways. How did God, what were some of the different ways that the Lord spoke to the people in this world? He spoke to us by the deeds that Christ did. He raised the dead. If you can't do that, well, then you're not of the Lord either. He laid hands on people and they recovered. He spoke the word, and the Spirit of God, when he spoke it, cast devils out. He healed the sick, every kind of sickness, infirmities, diseases. If you can't do that, there's something wrong with you, Gov, or Duchess, Precious. Okay, because the Bible says these signs will follow those who believe. Every word that proceeds from the mouth of the living God is how we live. The Word of God is Christ. The Bible plainly states that. Okay, keep going.
Hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also...
I mean all things, because he in every way was like us, and he conquered, he destroyed everything that... he brought back to life everything that Adam and Eve sent down the tubes. He brought back rulership on the face of this earth. Adam and Eve gave it away to the dirty, filthy, scummy devil. The filth of this earth, of the whole universe. And Jesus brought it back. He conquered everything that Satan thought he had. And so when he is be in us, then who could be against us when we're rulers? But you haven't believed the gospel. You're not mature yet. Or otherwise you've made a decision to not believe the gospel. And you've made a decision that you don't want to go to heaven. You made a decision you want to go to hell in the lake of fire, and that's where you'll go if you make that decision. Okay? Then what?
Hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things.
All things. He gave rulership of everything on this earth, and not only this earth, because Christ conquered so much. By the Spirit of God in him, he gives him power over everything in heaven and on earth. All power, Jesus said, belongeth unto me in heaven and on earth. What kind of a man is this that speaks to the sea and the wind and says, that's it, be still. And it just calms down immediately. This is a man in the flesh, that he doesn't walk according to the flesh. He's got the power of God in him, and he uses it to stand and to rule everything. Waves, no big deal to him. Wind, no big deal. He's the ruler of this whole world and heaven right now. And we are also, that he's given us the power to control all things, even the rain and the wind, to open it and to close it. And he gave us the power to win souls and to preach the gospel and to heal anyone that believes. Jesus asked the man, "Do you believe?" "Yeah, Lord, help my unbelief." "Well, I'll help your unbelief. Here, be healed." And he was healed. Does that make you believe? If you read these things and you don't believe them, well, then you don't believe either. And therefore, don't expect to have any of this power that the Lord gave to those that believe. Because you're a faker. You live in the church, you partake in the blessings of the people that are in the Spirit, and yet you don't do any of the things that the Bible, that you see Christ did. Christ speaks to us by raising the dead. Amen?
Amen.
That's a different and sundry way to speak to us. Amen?
Amen.
Then he ascended into heaven. Isn't that something? That talks to me, you know? Then he raised from the dead, and then he ascends into heaven. That's speaking to me, all right? And then he spoke to me by the visions I've had. And the different real spiritual strong dreams that I've had when I was a young man, the visions, and when I'm an older man, the dreams, just a few days later, I don't know. I mean, the Lord must have considered me as old. He says, "You know my word. Don't be ashamed." Susie kept trying to stop me from preaching the gospel because she said I was too crude, too rude, too rough, too tough, too brutally honest. Well, this is the way the Lord says to be. That's the way he was. Amen?
Amen.
Where does it say that? Are you so spiritual that you know you have the command of the Word of God? It says it all the way through. He rebuked evil spirits, and they flipped the person on the ground, and they used to cast them in the fire. And then all of a sudden, they're well. They're calm. They're at peace. Did the same thing with that man that had a legion of demons in him. They were all speaking to him at the same time. You could hear one time Susie and I were praying for this woman, Verna, and she was possessed with the devil. Definitely, because she was stated that she could feel Marilyn Monroe in her. That spirit would come, and the spirit of Abraham Lincoln and all this sort of thing. And so Susie said, "Verna, come on, let's pray for you." And so when we Susie laid hands on her, she fell down on the floor, and you could hear all these voices in her. I mean, it sounded like a hundred or hundreds of voices saying, "Don't call me Verna. Don't call me Verna." All different voices, and you could tell they weren't not coming from her mouth. They were coming from her stomach. And I recoiled real fast. There isn't anything in this whole world that is as eerie as that to me. I've never had that problem since or ever heard that happen before. I've heard a lot of devils talking to me, but not out of a human body like that. That really, and that showed me, that emphasized the scripture of how these demons in Legion were speaking out like that. You know, and so, but that person wanted to, he was sick and tired of being tormented by all these demons because he was cutting himself with stones and everything, you know. He was living in the graveyard, in the tombs. And that's where everybody's living right now. You know, you see people casting themselves out of windows, killing themselves. And the Lord wants your soul to be saved. The young people are committing suicide, and you don't have to do something like because they're so unsure of what's going to happen in the world. If you read the Bible, you'd be sure of what's going to happen in this world. And if you're in the Spirit of God, everything is coming up roses. Amen?
Amen.
Because you're going to heaven. You're not going to hell. And even if things get rough, the Lord's power in you, the Bible plainly says that he upholds everything by the power of his word, and he'll uphold you too. He'll uphold you as well. Okay, so keep reading.
By whom also he made the worlds.
See, Jesus even made the world. because he's the Son of God, he's the power and the wisdom of God, and so, and he's the creator. God said, let us make man in our image. Well, Jesus is the only one that has an image. Okay, then what else?
Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person.
See, he's the brightness of God's glory. He conquered everything. He brought rulership back to this earth for human beings that want to have God living in them. And you say, I can't do the commandments. So you're doubting that God can uphold you like he does the heaven and the earth. This earth is spinning around because of the word of his power. The power of his word. Okay, then what?
And upholding all things by the word.
Upholding all things by the word of his power. Okay, that means all things. Does that include you and mine?
Yes.
I mean, if you submit yourself to him, if you surrender yourself unto his power, if you surrender yourself unto his word, if you read his word instead of novels, all right? When I went to prison, a lot of people read books there to make the time go by. I read the Bible, and I brought more messages in there than I usually do out here on the world. Okay, and then what? Read that again. That's good.
Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins.
He's the only one that was able to purge our former sins. And he's the only one that, when he's in us as the comforter, can give us the power to endure to the end. Because if you flop on your face every day, and or on your back or on your head, you won't make it. You have to believe the scriptures that he will uphold you. And if I see some people frowning like it's going to be a rough job, it's going to be a rough job because I know that I've been sinning every day. You have to do it, okay, or else you will be in hell. And it's not nice there. Okay, go ahead.
Sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high.
That's because he's the right hand of God. He's the actual power of God and the wisdom of God, because there's no other wisdom to get saved but the way that the word, which is Christ, shows us. Wisdom is to be saved. Foolishness is to be lost. So he's the wisdom to get saved of God. And it's the power of God to keep you enduring all things and continuing to serve the Lord till the very end of your life. If you don't want to receive that, well, then you're, you know, something's wrong with you. You love sin too much to go to heaven. You love sin too much, causing you to have to go to hell in the lake of fire. Then what?
Being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance.
Okay, right there it shows that he's superior to the angels. Because for a short time, he became lower than the angels so that he could win us to the Lord. Just for a short time, he became lower than the angels. Go ahead.
Being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee?
So God never said that to any angel, because there's not one angel that is God. And I see that my time is up. But make sure you tune in tomorrow for part 101. So see, this right here, this shows you that the Lord has to live in you. And that's how to have God's life living in you, is to receive what the scriptures say. Because the scriptures are the Lord. And by your continuance in reading the scriptures, then you'll be upheld every day, because you study the word every day, and then you pray every day. The word tells you to pray without ceasing. So you can read and then put the word into action by praying without ceasing. You say, how do I pray without ceasing? Well, the Lord just moves on you to do it, and I'm just always there because I know that there's danger everywhere in this world, and I know that Satan is after me, and so I just stay up there. I'm not, it's become second nature to me. I just don't even think about it. It's the same thing as driving a car or breathing to me. I breathe. Prayer, I'm just always there. Lord, you can tell I'm right there, right? Father God, thank you, Jesus, for giving me your wisdom, because I can read the word and receive your wisdom, because the Bible, you, Bible is God, and this is your wisdom. So those of you that want the power of God and the wisdom of God, you want Christ, you want to receive the whole word into you, you want to be able to make it into heaven rather into hell, in the lake of fire, repeat this. This is the first step you take, is to receive Christ as your personal Savior. So just repeat after me, to the Lord, say it to God, with all your heart and soul. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of my sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open up the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know, because your word says so. Your word says you'll turn no one away if they believe. Therefore, I know that you've heard me. Yeah, your word says all that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And therefore, I know I'm calling on you now, and I know you're hearing me, and I know you're answering me, and I know I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands up in praise and thank the Lord. And if you have a paper, a pencil or a pen and a piece of paper, you can write down four different ways. Just one of them will be fine. And Sharon, tell them how to receive a copy of this audio tape or CD. Absolutely free of charge. If you need a Bible, we'll send you one free of charge. And literature. And the postage is paid, and so is the handling. All right? It's a Sharon Tone.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
All right. Praise the Lord. So make sure you tune in tomorrow, because we're going to continue on with the book of Hebrews. And the book of Hebrews is going to tell you, just like the rest of the scriptures, that we must have Christ living in us in order for us to be upheld by his power. And we must have his word in us. Otherwise, if we fail, he's not going to die again for us. So don't believe this weak and beggarly stuff that these false prophets are preaching. You must be strong. You must fight. You must make yourself. You must force yourself to be controlled by the Holy Spirit. You must control yourself to be controlled by the Holy Spirit, the Word of God. And you can do that easily by reading the Word of God, because the Word of God is the Holy Spirit. The Word of God is God. So until tomorrow, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying, God bless you and praise the Lord. If you receive the Lord today, send me a note letting me know. You'll encourage my soul. But whether you do or not, I'm not going to falter on my way to heaven. I'm going to be there, and I'd love to see you there as well. Good night.